are falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know,
the blues from a mystery, mystery community. He gave clues throughout the program, and the community was Sauk City, and the person who identified it correctly from the clues was Ron Berger from Fitchburg. So Ron Berger was the winner, and he'll be receiving a Devil Radio t-shirt. And access to the WGN Festival as a guest. Should we convene that festival? Probably not in the near future, but in the future. So also like to draw to your attention that we're listener supported. And any of you who'd like to support Lay of the Land, go to our website, WIGrassrootsNetwork.org. That's WIGrassrootsNetwork.org, and click on the donate button. We appreciate any support you can give us. Also, if you're interested in past shows, we have 7 shows that have been completed now. For a podcast, you can go to DevilRadio927.com. That website, DevilRadio927.com, will give you access to those 7 shows. So I'm going to call to your attention that we're now in fall, and we're soon going to be experiencing the color season, which is one of my favorite times of the year. I've been chasing the color for many years. The season's just about to open. You probably can find some little blotches of color around northern Wisconsin at this time. But the full season isn't quite opened yet. Usually opens traditionally in Wisconsin, in the Midwest, around the 23rd of September and following. And, of course, it tends to be the weather will determine how long that season lasts. If we have a big storm, a lot of wind, it can end overnight. If we have a quiet season with not much wind, it could last for a couple weeks. So start watching for those turning places. One of the key places down in southern Wisconsin is the Devil's Lake area. Highway 12, as you go up over the bluff on the west side, is a real good spot. In central Wisconsin, north of Stevens Point, on the west side of Highway 39, is another key spot to watch. And then, of course, you go farther up northern parts of the state. And don't forget the UP. The Keweenaw Peninsula in Upper Michigan is really a special spot, as is the east end of Lake Superior, north of Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Some of the most spectacular color I've ever seen is in that area, but that's usually around the 1st of October. So there's your color season. Hope you can all get out there and enjoy some of that. So tonight, I have a special guest, and his name is Ben Wickler. He's our chair of the Democratic Party for the state of Wisconsin. Ben has been involved in politics his whole life. He tells a story about how as a young kid. He was passing out literature in Madison. By the way, he is a native of Madison. And he's been involved in politics throughout his life. Most recently, before he was chair, he was working for Move On. So he's had a broad experience in politics. He is now in his second term as chair of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin. So welcome to the show, Ben. It's great to have you as our guest tonight.
Nate, it's great to be here. It's great to be here with your listeners. It's great to be with anyone who understands that, you know, if you want to change society for the better, if you want to make this a state and a country where everyone has an opportunity for a wonderful life where they can thrive, you have to make sure that rural Wisconsin is a key part of the focus. And that's something that you have championed to great effect within the party, and something that I think anyone who's tuning in right now probably agrees with. We just got to spread the word.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Ben. I appreciate your partnership in raising an awareness of the importance of the rural parts of our state and its the whole political option and opportunity we have in rural Wisconsin. I think it would be great, Ben, if you could just say a little bit more about yourself. You're a family man. Like I said, you grew up in Madison. Why don't you tell us a little about more about yourself? I think people would enjoy hearing a little about you.
Sure. So I grew up actually in the house that I'm calling in from right now. I bought it from my mom and stepdad when I moved to Madison, when I moved home to Madison after working in politics across the country. But growing up here in Wisconsin, I really fell in love with the best progressive tradition of our state that goes back really right to the state's founding. You know, we were a state that fought hard against slavery, not just in the Civil War, but before the Civil War. There was a riot to stop federal marshals from re-enslaving someone who'd escaped on the Underground Railroad. And that led to a state Supreme Court case that ruled the slavery unconstitutional all the way through the Fugitive Slave Act unconstitutional, I should say, all the way through ratifying the 19th Amendment and launching the progressive movement and the fight against monopoly power of corporations and launching public sector unions in Wisconsin, one thing after another. So I grew up hearing about that. The first campaign that you mentioned that I worked on was Ada Deer's race. She's my godmother, and she ran for Congress when I was 11. So I got to volunteer for her. I also have this very happy, vivid memory of working on a campaign in high school that came nowhere close to winning, but really exposed me to different parts of the state. That was the campaign of Ed Garvey, who ran for governor in 1998. And I was an intern on his campaign. And all the summer of that year and into the fall through Election Day, I traveled on the bus with Ed Garvey and Barbara Lawton all over Wisconsin. And we walked in parades and threw out candy and, you know, knocked on doors and visited fairs. And I just got this taste for what, you know, rural face-to-face retail campaigning looks like and felt like. And it's such a beautiful thing. It's such a kind of decent, fundamental, small d democratic thing. And I think sometimes in politics, you know, people who work in this field professionally think a lot about TV ads and digital ads and forget some of the in-person stuff. So that really stayed with me as I worked in a whole lot of different roles, especially a lot of online work, you know, in Ohio on Sherrod Brown's first Senate race in 2006, you know, across the nation. And finally at Move On, where it was a digital mobilizing group. But what we did was we used the internet to organize people to show up at town hall meetings and tell Republicans not to repeal the Affordable Care Act and defend protections of people with pre-existing conditions. And so, you know, I think maybe some of those early lessons taught me that even if you're using the internet, you should use it to get people to do things in real life and not just things that stay online. And now that I'm here at the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, we certainly use a lot of technology, but fundamentally we try to use data and digital tactics to get people to take real actions that actually will have an impact. And that ranges from making sure we get out the vote to making sure we have enough poll workers working at polls to an issue that you and I have talked a lot about, which is getting signs up all over the state and not letting Republicans blanket the landscape unanswered when it comes to demonstrating which side has support.
Thank you. Thank you for telling all those stories, Ben. Helps people to know a little more about you. Another thing that a question I was going to pose to you as sort of background here is what are the unique challenges that you face as chair currently of the party?
Well, Wisconsin is a kind of, in a sense, a microcosm of the country. It's the most closely divided state in the whole United States of America. We're the only state where 4 out of the last 6 presidential elections have come down to less than 1 percentage point. There's no other state that's even had 3. So what that means is that in Wisconsin, you have to do everything. You have to organize everywhere, and you have to do it all the time. You know, if you try to have a strategy that's just Madison and Milwaukee, you're going to lose. If you just do rural Wisconsin, you're going to lose. If you just do white voters, you're going to lose. If you just organize in communities of color, you're going to lose. You have to organize folks, you know, no matter if they're 10th generation Wisconsinites or if they just got naturalized as citizens. You got to organize in English and Spanish and Hmong. You've got to organize across lines of race and generation and geography and ideology, the whole thing. We've got to be a big tent to win in Wisconsin. And I think some other places you can have a narrower strategy and still and still win an election, or maybe it's hopeless if you're in a place that there's not the chance to win. But here in Wisconsin, over and over, it's been so hard fought, but we have won by the skin of our teeth, by just doing everything we possibly can. And that's the kind of core philosophy I take. It's a lot of work, but it is work that pays off with the chance to actually elect folks who look out for people no matter where they live or what they look like. And for me, that's the point of all this, is to make a difference in people's lives.
Sounds like making democracy work.
That's a good way to put it, Nate.
Trying to cut to the quick, Ben. That was a great explanation of where we're at, many of us want to join you in this contest because we see the same challenge in the same way you do. So we're going to go away for a minute here, and then we'll be back with Nate Timms, lay of the land, and my guest, Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party.
Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me.